have a forum, so we will start our special city council meeting, and we will start with a moment of silence, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Crawford, would you call the roll, please?
Certainly, we have Richard May.
Yeah.
Sonia Hurt.
Here.
Mary Lou Seward.
Present.
And Ryan Lopez.
Here.
Okay, let's move on to the consent agenda. Items listed below will be enacted by one motion. If separate discussion is desired on an item, that item may be removed from the consent agenda and placed on the regular agenda at the request of a council member.
I move that we accept it as presented.
Approval of bills, $367,749.34. Approval of water register, $301,546.25. Approval of payroll, $800,619.86. Approval of June 24, 2024 city council meetings, and approval of finance director agreement.
I so move that we accept it as presented.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Approved 4-0. Seeing as we've approved finance director agreement, Mr. Harmon, would you like to introduce our new finance director, please?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. My pleasure. As you remember, Dan Haverling, our old finance officer, left around December of last year. Carla has been filling in and doing a ton of work. We're in the audit, we're in budget, et cetera, and we've conducted a nationwide search, and after almost nearly 7 months, Jennifer stood out to us as the best candidate, the most qualified candidate, and I'd like for her to stand up and introduce herself.
Hello. Thank you for having me this morning. My name is Jennifer Spidel. I am a CPA and I live here locally in Whatcom County. I run my own business for the past 6 years, working with large city-like organizations, the homeowners associations, with their own water systems and roads and different fund balances, very similar to a city. Prior to that, I was the accounting manager, finance director. Whichever name you want to put on it, for the second largest HOA in Washington, which is actually the Seven Valley Community Association. So I'm very pleased to be here with the City of Blaine and actually get into some a little bit more complex organizations like that of the city. And thank you.
Welcome, Jennifer.
What city do you live in?
Well, I live in Ferndale, out in the county, but technically call it Ferndale. Yeah, Custer Street.
Oh, Custer.
Custer.
Okay.
Mayor, I can't thank Carla and the finance team enough. Not only did we lay off staff in the finance office, but we're in the middle of audit and budget, and so far we haven't missed a beat. So thank you to Carla and the team that she helped walk through this transition and keeping the train on the track, so to speak. So thank you, Carla.
Hey, thank you. Yes, absolutely. So we have any council unfinished business?
I have a lot of new business, but I will wait until our next meeting that we can discuss.
Okay. And there's written public comment which has been entered. And council business, do you want to say anything now?
Well, very quickly, there's been a lot of discussion amongst people that I associate with regarding the lack of housing for employees. And we've got 450 border patrol people that are looking for local housing, and we've been told that the border patrol is having trouble keeping employees because they can't find local housing, and within a year they're gone. And then we have BB coming in with somewhere around 2,000 employees in the future, and no place to put them. So we really need to do some detailed work and get some plans together and strategize about getting affordable housing for these people in the near future.
Thank you. Hey, if that's all for today, I will adjourn the meeting at 9:45.